Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hello. Wow, it's way more people than I thought. When I walked in, there were like 5 people. Thank you so much for coming on time. Awesome. So my talk is actually about cultivating the understory. And how many of you guys are actually familiar with the concept of understory here? Okay, one. Oh, how many of you guys actually never heard of a word understory before? Wow, is that an English word? Can someone tell me? Not sure? Okay. Yeah, so understory is something that I dabbled into like recently, last few years, as I really become a nature-inspired entrepreneur. That's what I kind of introduced myself. And I'm like so into this plurality and the duality and yin and yang and harmony and balance. That's what I'm mostly focusing on this day. And when I think about like designing community, I always go back to nature and I try to get inspiration. And then now I found the concept of overstory and understory. And I want to take you guys to a journey with me to the forest today, and it's not about I'm going to share something completely new to you. It's more like I'm going to zoom out and then really share what you already know, but rediscovering with me. Does that sound good? Awesome. Cool. Yeah, so in a healthy forest, what's really happening is actually there's an understory and an overstory. An overstory is what you see above the ground, which is like plants, trees, canopies, and big things that are so visible that you always get distracted by. But to have a healthy trees and healthy overstory, you would need an understory that is healthy as that. Without understory, you would not have a healthy overstory, right? So what's in the understory, which is basically a network of roots and a fungi system and a soil organism that is so important, but it's not visible enough, and it make all the life above possible. And this understory is not just a supporting role of the forest, but it's actually the foundation. So without that soil system, there is no roots growing and no canopy or no trees growing, right? So our Tao is actually metering those forest system. Imagine our human coordination and our community and our team is also, hi, distracting me, it's a forest, then we in Tao space right now obsessed with our visible structure, like our token system, our on-chain governance, and the frameworks, and tokenomics, and the voting, and everything that is not really an understory when you look at it. And it's so much of like, okay, I'm the tree, I want sun, I want to be higher. So that's all the energy that we're spending to grow an overstory, but not taking care of the understory. Yeah, so but if our Tao system and our community, our team is like just like a forest, imagine if we keep feeding only the overstory and just admiring without investing our energy and time into the understory, what's going to happen? And our success is purely depends on something that are far less visible that is in the understory. So what is that? So my name is Song Yi. I am from Korea, living in different parts of the world. I built one of the first Bitcoin SMS wallet in the 2012, 13. And after that, I built the DID system. And then last 5 years, I've been delving into this community design, governance design, and building real resilient community, which is very hard. I've been doing a lot of different experiments, bringing Web 2 and Web 3 and together, and also bringing ancient wisdom into the technology spaces. So I call myself like crypto anthropologist, if that makes sense. So that's who I am. I just wanted to unpack today with you guys what is that understory. And don't be surprised. Again, it's not something new. You already know what that is. It's actually you. You guys are the understory. I will tell you a little bit more what does that mean. When I say you, it's actually your story, it's actually your experience, it's actually your belief system, and it's a value system that you carry. It's a hidden assumption that you carry, and it's a cultural background and cultural wisdom that you actually carry with you. And that's the understory. And how many of you guys here actually felt like I've heard by my team member fully? Okay, one, two, great. And how many of you guys feel like, you know what, they actually know my story, my journey, all right? But not my majority of it. Yeah, and how many of you guys actually witnessed the team member that are absolutely great builder but left the team because of the human issue? More. And how many of you guys feel like, I'm not really fully connected with the mission of organization, unless the founders doesn't count. If you're an employee, you're like, you know what, I kind of get it. I'm doing this for money, but I'm not really connected and convinced. And there's no communication whatsoever. They don't feel like they don't treat me as a person, but more like a tool. Or have you ever experienced that before? Okay, good. Yeah, so I just wanted to show you guys not just a feeling of what's missing, but what's really missing in the industry. And this is the number. A $359 billion is annually spent to solve the human conflict in a traditional organization. And also 40% of almost every manager's time, which is a 2 full days, is spent on human coordination. And also 213% of a brilliant key contributor of a salary, 213% of their salary is actually spending to replace them. So there is it's not just like a feeling or sad or, you know, I'm not heard, I'm not seen. It's actually the organization spending so much time and energy and resource to solve that understory issue. So if you're neglecting understory, this is the money that you spend. Okay, you say like, oh, you know what, this is like traditional organization number, but in DAO, it's actually worse, right? These challenges are intensified during the DAO action and work. Because traditional organization, at least they have some rule, they have a clear contract, and they have to deliver some certain thing, and they come to the office every day, they work together, they eat together, they try something, whatever they can do, but still, it takes so much resource to solve all this human issue and cultural issue. In DAO, our work across the time zone, and a culture, and the value system is all different. And our governance tools are often just assuming the rationality of it, but not touching emotional or context enough. And also our focus on the trustless system, like we focus so much over like building trustless system, and we sometimes forget that what we are yearning for is actually the trust. So that's what's happening in DAOs. And how are we addressing this? You know, I've never been in a DAO that is have like a trillions, whatever, like so much of like resources and in the treasury, they're focusing on this as their first priority. And what happened is they actually lose a lot of their treasury money. They even shut down because of human issue. I've been in the space for like more than 12 years. I've seen so many times teams broken, including my own team. Teams break, project break, and community disappear because of the human issue. It's not about technology. It's not about a governance framework, right? So you guys kind of get it where I'm heading right now. Yeah, so do that. Again, we have to invest in the understory of the forest. We have to have like really healthy soil to make sure that our trees are growing well. And it's here we go. Yeah, and what we are missing when we design community and DAOs, we miss often the person. You know, when we talk about DAO, decentralized autonomous organization, I always put A first. You know, we have to be autonomous human being to be connected with the decentralized network, then you become an organization or organism, whatever you want to call it, without a focusing on individual autonomous being, there is no decentralized network that is connected. You know, if you are not ready, if you are not willing to take conflict, if you are not willing to openly communicate, if you are not willing to actually invest in yourself to become a better person so you can actually function in the very complex society, which is DAO, it's really important that we actually pay attention to myself and to each other. So your story, your experience, your worldview, these are, like, when you pay attention to those things, and sometimes, you know, when we share our story, people are like, oh, it's not needed. You guys probably experienced, even here, when you walk into the conference, the first thing people ask you is, like, what do you do? It's not about who you are. So what do you do? What's your job? Are you relevant to me? Are you giving me something? Are we transitional relationship? If it's not valuable for me, the people just walk away. I mean, Ethereum ecosystem is a little less. But if you go like somewhere else, it's like really like a jungle, right? It's like everybody is like, okay, what do you have? What do you have? This is what I have. Like, show me my card. And if it doesn't connect, we are done. And we're just wasting our time and energy. But if you really sincerely care about that person, including your team member, and then your DAO people, to ask, what's your story? What's your experience? Why are you thinking that way that I cannot understand sometimes? And just unpack those story. It's not a distraction from the work. And actually, they are the foundation of your relationship and your work and your DAO. So that's a kind of key message that I want to bring it up. So then, now I know, okay, your story and our individual story, our individual value system is the understory. Then how can we cultivate that, right? Like, oftentimes, we are human. The people think that we know what we are doing and how we interact with the other human, but sometimes it's really hard. And I have like a specific 4 nature-related elements that I want to share with you guys. And this is basically, again, using the understory narrative. And there is a 4 thing that I want to share with you guys. And this is the order, right? Like, I mean, not ordering to do what you do, but like this is in order. So thinking about like following the journey again. The number one is actually a context. So when you start a conversation with your team member, if you're a leader, you want to create this really safe space for everybody and then try to cultivate the understory of your team, you have to understand the context is number one thing that you do. In our nature system, it's like a living soil. So everything begins with a context, and it's a soil component, right? And when there is no soil, there's nothing can grow. And the soil mean being here is like your lived experience, cultural wisdom, personal motivation, and then hidden assumption. So you have to unpack that through anyhow with a conversation, or there's a lot of different technique that you can use to unpack those things. And number two, when the soil is there, the first networks form as a communication. So once the soil is very rich and start fungus system, you know, like a mycelium system, start forming together, it's like a connecting the new neuron and also kind of like an initial pathway for resource to connect and all these things. I hope you guys are following me with the visually. And once that's done, the information is start to flowing naturally, and the trust in the network is start to arise, and then invisible connections is formed, the people start to feel comfortable and safe, and then stories and ideas are popping up only once you connect it well and have a good context. And number three is a coordination. So finally, now we have a soil, now we have a fungi system, and then what's happened is the root system start to grow. And that's our coordination. So with a strong, very healthy, rich soil, and then a strong communication network, the coordination, you don't need to do anything. People will start coordinate by themselves. We don't need to tell them to do that. So it will just form slowly, and like a root system grows. You know, sometimes you find like a roots in the on the street. They're like, why are you here? You cannot ask them because they just do things what they're supposed to do, and that's what's going to happen in our DAO system. So if you're leadership, just remember, have a very clear context, and then a context is building huge, huge, huge rich soil, and then you just do a little bit of a sporing to build that a fungi system, and then coordination will happen automatically without having so much effort. But last thing, it will be interesting take. I love to hear your thought on this. It's a conflict. I love conflict. And a conflict is extremely important. Without conflict, there is no diversity. And when I say conflict, it's actually, you can take that as a resource. Once you have a good soil, good fungi system, good root system, actually the conflict is maximizing your growth. You know, like sometimes we say trees, when you give them a stress, they actually produce a bigger fruit and even more sweeter fruits. So imagine the conflict is being that a great motivator and the driver for the evolution. And I sometimes, when I create a create a community in DAOs, I call it a community of fermentation. So I just like give a fermenting period. So conflict just automatically arise. Without fermentation, what happened? There's no kimchi. There's no sourdough. It takes time, but it's the order, right? So I just really encourage for a community to do really explore themselves where the conflict is. And once you have a good soil, the conflict is nothing to be afraid of, but it's more to encourage and then really using that to grow better. So that's kind of my four different simple nature analogy. And these are so simple that you can actually review and then revise today at night when you go to bed, like, huh, okay, so he says the four C's, right? Context, communication, and coordinate, and conflict. Just remember those four things, and I hope you're using this for your understory cultivation. They'll be amazing. And my last words is a thank you slide, but I love being in the forest. I really believe we are missing out a lot, not tapping into our nature analogy and the nature wisdom. So once you go out to the forest, and when you walk into the forest, you don't have to think much, you just walk around, and after that, what do you feel? You feel healed. You feel like, oh, you know what, actually, now I feel way better, but it's completely effortless. So one question that I have, if we imagine creating our organization and community and DAOs truly designed and operated by the nature's wisdom and the pattern of nature, what's going to happen? I'm already experiencing with some of the community that we recently started with a complete nature analogy and then nature wisdom, and people are saying, you know what, this is actually really helpful, and I feel like a better person. So how cool would that be if we create something that is so much like a forest, that is a functioning forest, so people walk into our community, walk into our DAO, when they leave, when they are in the forest, they say, you know what, being in this community actually saved my life, or being in this community changed my life, and being in this community really healed me. I think it's possible. And then DAO is no longer just a technology and voting system, governance framework. We can go beyond, and we should be go beyond. And I'm really, really looking forward to build those amazing nature inspired DAOs with you all. Thank you so much. Should I be here?
That's awesome. That's awesome. So thank you so much for sharing all that knowledge with us and all the experience. So we are going to start the Q&A round. We have two questions here on the screen, and then we'll go with you. So can a person be so bad for your soil that it's better to ask them to leave if they can't be helped to change?
Great question. Whose question is this? Thank you. Yeah. Do you know soil also rot? You know, not all the soil is actually good soil. If the soil is getting bad, you have to take it out and then leave it somewhere. And then you burn it, or you do whatever you need to do. And the question is, can we go back to the question? Sorry. Yeah. And then there is something that you can do. You know, when the soil is actually not healthy, that you can give them a different nutrition to make it better by using different compost materials or whatever organism that the soil is required to do. You can test the soil, and you can actually find out what kind of nutrition the soil needs, and you can provide that. But when soil is bad, it's really rot, then you have to take it out. Otherwise, it will spread, right? So that's kind of my answer. Happy to chat more. And
nice. Okay. And we have another one. Are in-person connections necessary or just helpful for these cultural connections in a DAO?
I love this question. Thank you so much for reading my mind. Yes, 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 100% you need an in-person connection. Because what in-person connection does, it's not about just like, oh, you know what, it's nice to have meal with you, and it's just like, ha ha ho ho, sharing story. You're actually sharing a space with them, and you get to understand way better because you're not only using a two senses, which is a writing and then seeing, but you're using all of your sense to understand the other person. So it's a way better quality of conversation or communication that you will have. So you need to have, like, if you're a DAO, I strongly recommend at least every 6 months gather together, but not just for like football game or ping pong game or for drinking. You know, you have to have like a very clear agenda how you want to share that time, because it's not easy to fly around and then meet together and spending long enough time to actually build this understory. So this is another thing that I'm actually doing as a profession, which is the experience designing for the teams and the DAOs. So if you're really curious about how to build the understory and the meaningful in-person gatherings, I'm here to help. So talk to me. But I strongly recommend, and I wish we have more time so I can share more about the key secret recipe. I know there is some people who actually already participate in the in-person gatherings that I was in. Can you raise your hands if you were part of anything that I designed before? Thank you. So these people, you can go ask them and how different it was.
Awesome. Now we have a question here from the audience.
Hi, Songi.
Hi.
This is Mitali. I wanted to ask you, and sorry if this is a little personal. When you reflect and go to your past, has there been any moment of either conflict or a friction in a relationship, whether personal or professional, which you feel now after embodying like learnings from nature and learnings from the forest that you would deal with differently? And if so, then how?
Yeah, that's very good questions. I didn't see conflict as a resource from the beginning on. Yeah, I was really afraid of dealing with a conflict as an Asian. That's what we do. We just like swallow it and then like pass. But at some point, I couldn't avoid anymore. So what happened was that I was avoiding, I was angry, I was like trying to do, not to face it, but like angry is also part of like, I think, avoiding in some way, because angry means that you express your feeling, but you are not actually communicating, you're just like shouting at one to the other person. So when that happened, eventually actually that conflict, the energy took me over and it put me down. That was a time that I kind of gave up. And then I found another way. Then I started meditating, I doing something. So that was, I would say it's a failed conflict resolution. But everybody probably have to go not that deep, but like in certain way that I'm, you know, I'm done with this. And I'm just, and you walk away, you feel like, oh, you know what? Me walking away from this, it make me feel so good and giving me peace. And that's actually good walk away. But if you feel like, oh, I truly, truly actually don't want this and I actually avoid it, and you have like something in your heart, and I have like a relationship that I still haven't resolved, and it's such a little thing, and it's been like 10 years, right? It's like the back of your mind all the time when you think of conflict. And when I think about like a nature analogy, I think the compost thing is really important. So when we attached to the one particular relationship that everything has to be good all the time, it means that we are not honoring the seasonality of it. So we want this to be always spring and always summer, but not understanding there is a winter coming. So I think using that seasonal analogy to understand the conflict and also so many other things, it could be helpful. So when the winter comes, you know, the trees lose their leaves and then they all become rotten. And what happened in the spring is what is actually needed from the nutrition that was there, whatever needs to come out in the spring. And the composting is need to be done well. So I would say conflict, face it, honor it, accept it, even if you're hard. And there is a particular way that you can actually manage conflict in the group and the DAOs. And I'm happy to share our conflict resolution kind of agreement. So every DAO that I created, every community I created, we always making conflict conflict agreement or conflict resolution agreement, because it's sometimes too late when the conflict arises and there is no rule or no code of conduct. It's really hard to in place later. So it's always good to have a conflict resolution as a prevention, so you can actually, when the bad act come after the conflict, based on this, you can actually make decision. So those are the things also kind of nature analogy, yeah. Without fixing it, but like be prepared, yeah. I hope that answers your question, thank you.
That was beautiful, thank you, Songi. Please put your hands together for Songi.
Thank you so much. Kapunka.
Thank you.